Slow down there, dollface. What's the problem?
And what a dollface she was. The woman stood like a towering statue of beauty. Songs are written about women like her. Porcelain skin, curvaceous figure, and stylishly dressed, like someone out of a fashion magazine.
Are you all right? My name's Mary Arden. My husband of 2 years is threatening divorce.
I'm sorry to say.
Hardly. Let's hear her out before we turn her down, shall we?
Do continue, Mrs. Arden. Why is your husband threatening divorce?
I found the love of my life, and now I'm going to lose him.
Just take your time.
I thought we were so happy. A few weeks ago, my husband gets a letter in the mail, opens it, and finds... Wait, let me just read the letter to you. Dear Mr. Arden, please find enclosed a picture of your wife. This is just one part of her body. Over the next few weeks, I will send you another part and another until you can piece together a complete picture of your wife caught in flagrante delicto with her lover.
What?
They actually used that phrase? Wow, I think I might have read that in a steamy romance novel once. It means caught in the act of, you know.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Anyway, would it be improper to ask which body part this picture is of?
It's my foot. My naked foot.
Your foot?
No, her naked foot.
Can I see? Thank you. Huh. And he wants to divorce you over that?
He didn't think anything of it at first. His brother is always playing pranks on him, so he just thought it was some joke. But then he got another letter with a picture of...
Hold on, let me guess. The other naked foot?
No, the bottom part of my leg.
Is it your leg?
The more important question is, do you have a lover that your husband needs to worry about?
How dare you? I mean, no. I would never step out on James. I told you, he's the love of my life. And yes, it's my leg and my foot.
When did you get the latest letter?
2 days ago, Wednesday. Come to think of it, the first one came on a Wednesday. James has already contacted a lawyer. Look,
Lacey Stocking, and this is hardly wit.
Look, Lacey, I love my husband, and he doesn't know this yet, but I'm with child. I can't get divorced. Not now, not ever. Help me find who is sending these letters, please.
Well, first off, congratulations. Your secret is safe with us. Second off, has your husband reached out to his brother to see if he was the one who sent this incriminating photo?
Yes. That's why he's now taking it seriously.
Well, I think I can speak for the both of us. We would love to help you. I'm intrigued. Quick question. Is there anyone from your past or his past who might want to get revenge on you?
No. We're high school sweethearts. We've never had any entanglements. Unless he did something during the war that I don't want to hear about. I can't think of anyone.
Can we keep the letter?
Sure. Here's the both of them.
Oh, they're typed. I was going to ask if you knew the handwriting. Smart. Very smart of the perpetrator. Let's see. Postmark says Pittsburgh. Well, that could be anywhere. We can dust for fingerprints and talk with our contact at the local police station.
Please hurry, Mr. Hardley. I don't want to lose my husband before the baby comes.
Let me get this straight. The husband is getting pictures of his wife's body in the mail from an anonymous sender, saying he has proof that his wife was caught in a compromising position?
Something like that.
You two get the darndest cases. So what am I supposed to do?
Dust for fingerprints?
Let's see. These have been through the U.S. Post Office. Just how many prints do you think I'll find on the envelopes? I can answer that. A lot. The postmark says Pittsburgh, so that narrows it down to, I don't know, Pittsburgh? Come on, man. Are you out of your mind? I can't even analyze the handwriting because, let me see, it's typed.
Did we catch you at a bad time?
What makes you think that?
Because you're acting like a sourpuss?
Jenkins, get in here.
Yes, Sarge.
Just the letters for fingerprints, not the envelopes, just the letters. There, happy?
Very.
You should see this Dame Morelli.
She's a looker. Hardly. That's unprofessional. You should hear the things he says when you're not around.
Hey, man, I only say the nicest things, Lacey, honest. Anyway, let's go, Hardly.
Before you go, just how many people handled the letters?
The woman and her husband and the person who wrote them, Hardly and me, you and now Jenkins.
Give me the name and number of the husband and wife so I can call them in for fingerprints, in case I need to make a match. We have the both of yours on file. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say we're not going to find anything deep. You might want to look more into the background of the husband.
You think it's a jealous mistress or vengeful ex-sweetheart?
Well, let me tell you a little story. My wife's brother was a total mama's boy. He was kind of a loser, but in her eyes, he couldn't do anything wrong. He suddenly straightens his act up and falls for some woman. My wife's family has a little money. Not much, but they act like they're the Rockefellers. The woman in question came from more realistic circumstances, something we can all relate to, you know? Well, she wasn't good enough for dear old mom, but my brother-in-law loved this woman, and nothing was going to keep them apart.
Was she a good person, though?
Salt of the earth. But you would have thought she chewed gum with her mouth open, lived in a shack, and had dirt under her nails. Nothing she ever did was right. Some others are like that with their sons. I'm glad mine wasn't. Anyway, I know I shouldn't be saying this because the old woman is sick and dying, but she tortured that poor woman until she finally had had enough and divorced her son. He went on a bender and cut his mother out of his life for a few years.
That's awful.
He's back now. Now that she's not going to make it.
So what you're saying is look closer to home?
Exactly. Get a feel for the family before you waste your time and the precious resources of this department.
Mary, that's the woman's name, says she gets letters on Wednesdays, so we'll have to wait a few more days to see if she gets another. But I'll get in touch with her and ask what the mother-in-law is like.
Or if the husband has a mistress. I'll tail him for a while and see what he's up to. Sooner or later, someone is going to scurry out of the woodwork.
While we waited for the next letter to arrive, we did what we could. Morelli dusted for fingerprints on the letters. Other than ours, there were three sets of fingerprints. Mary Arden, who willingly let the police ink her fingertips. Her husband James, who refused at first but then thought, why not? And one more set that wasn't anywhere on file, but the lab assumed the fingerprints were of a woman based upon a few criteria that I wasn't privy to. Hardly tailed James for a few days to see what he was up to. The husband did have a habit of stopping off at the bar after work every day. There was a lady there who he seemed friendly with, but in the end, they both went their separate ways. If there was any funny business going on with that man, he was very discreet about it. After Morelli was done with the letters, I thought I would take them to the post office and see if there was a way to trace the postmark to a specific location. There wasn't. Some cities have been using identifiable numbers tied to general locations, but it's still very brand new. Maybe one day we'll have a way of tracing a postmark. Wednesday finally arrived. I sat at my desk, twiddling my thumbs, waiting for the mail to go out to the neighborhoods, and just as I was about to call Mary Arden to see if she had gotten another one, she came bursting through the door, out of breath and in tears.
Lacey, you've got to help me. James saw the letter this morning and immediately called his lawyer. He said he's filing for divorce. Help me.
Calm down, Mary. What exactly was in the letter this time?
Here. Another picture. This one of my thigh.
Okay, what am I looking at? Your leg is naked. You have an ankle bracelet on. Why does it look like you're sitting on a patio? I mean, if this was supposed to be a picture of you in a compromising position, then I guess people can do those sorts of things on patio furniture.
Patio? Did you say patio furniture?
Yeah, see here? It looks like your leg is on a lounge chair of some sort. To be honest, it looks like the picture had been cut, so it only shows your leg and not the chair. See? Right up there by your thigh? You can see how your flesh is smashed, like you're sitting on something?
Oh my God!
What?
I don't want to say what I think.
Oh, honey, my business thrives on people saying what they think.
My mother-in-law took this photo.
After the initial shock wore off, our client began to put the pieces together, no pun intended. So we decided the most logical but kind of crazy thing to do would be to follow the mother-in-law on a Monday, a few days before the next photo was to be delivered, and catch her in the act of mailing it at the post office near her house. At least, we hoped that's what would happen. Nothing ever really goes according to plan, but, according to Mary, the mother-in-law was a creature of habit.
My mother-in-law's name is Hortense Arden, the head of the local DAR chapter. A piece of information she makes sure to point out every chance she gets.
Are we supposed to curtsy when she says that? I just want to make sure I don't embarrass myself.
Sarcasm. I like it. You're my kind of gal.
Do you get along with your mother-in-law?
I always thought so. She doesn't have a reason to dislike me. I don't have any skeletons in my closet, nothing to be ashamed of. In high school, I was voted most likely to marry a movie star.
Well, I can see how that might make you a suspicious person.
I know. You can never trust a glamour girl. I think J. Edgar Hoover might have said the same thing once.
You two should take this act on the road. Okay, so anyway, you're going to have to stay in the car with Hartley because there's no way she won't recognize you, even in disguise. Just point her out to me, and I'll follow her inside the post office. I need to buy stamps anyway.
She should be here any second. The post office is the last place she stops before heading back home. Oh, there's her car now. You can't miss her perfectly coiffed hair. That hair wouldn't move even in a tornado. Ready? Wish me luck.
Go get 'em, Tiger.
I followed old Lady Hortense along the sidewalk, chewing gum like a cow chewing its cud and digging in my purse to make it look like I wasn't paying attention. Hortense stopped suddenly and turned to face me.
Young lady, I can hear you snapping your gum over traffic. Manners, please.
Oh, well, pardon me for living.
I saw that Hortense had a stack of envelopes sticking out of her handbag and immediately went into action by tripping over a crack on the sidewalk and falling into her, knocking both of us to the ground.
How dare you? The impertinence!
Oh, dear me, I'm so sorry. I am the biggest klutz on the planet. Here, let me help you with your letters.
Keep your filthy mitts off my personal belongings. Don't you know it's against the law to touch another person's mail?
While the prim and proper Hortense lectured me about the laws of the land, I ignored her threats of legal action and picked up one piece of mail after another. Sure enough, there was a letter addressed to her son, James Arden, among the scattered envelopes on the sidewalk. Because she struggled in getting up off the ground, I could have easily pocketed the letter and went on my merry way. Instead, I decided to tackle it head on. I loved to watch people squirm.
I should sue you for assault, knocking me down like that. I have bad knees, young lady.
Here's your mail. Not to be nebby, but I saw a letter addressed to James Arden.
That's none of your business.
Is this the same James Arden who's married to Mary? We went to school together.
That's it. As soon as I get home, I'm calling my lawyer. Now give me my things and get away from me.
Here you go. Have a nice day, you'll bet. Well, Mary, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I saw a letter addressed to your husband in there. Address typed and everything. What do you want to do?
Let me think. You were brave, by the way. Hartley and I were giggling. Wish I could have been close enough to hear it because I'm not good at reading lips.
Oh, she was angry, all right. Even threatened to sic the feds on me for touching her mail. Can I make a bold suggestion?
Absolutely.
Why don't we go over to her house and confront her?
My husband would kill me. That's his mother.
I take it they're close, then?
Ever since his father died, about 3 years ago. He was the youngest, a little spoiled, I guess, but I never noticed it until about a few months ago.
Did something change?
She just started asking him to come over more than usual. She has a to-do list a mile long, and God forbid she asks any of her other sons to lift a finger. You know what? I think maybe I will confront her. Her son is going to be a father soon. I grew up without a dad. I'm not going to let my kid do the same.
Before we drove over to the Arden house, Mary stopped at a phone booth and called her husband and asked him to stop over his mom's as soon as possible. He said he would if he could get away. Poor Mary was nervous as all get out, but she took a deep breath and rang the buzzer. Mrs. Arden answered the door, surprised to see Mary, but even more surprised to see me.
What on earth are you doing here?
Who, me?
No, that other one. The one with the grace of a newborn calf.
I told you I was a friend of Mary's. Can we come in? I can wait out on the porch.
You know how I feel about surprise visits, Mary, but I won't have anyone sitting out on my stoop. The neighbors will start gawking and asking questions. Who are you, anyway? You look like an actor.
Hardly wit. I'm a private...
He's a private citizen. We're here for Mary. She wants to speak to you. Can we come in, Mother?
Ugh, all right.
James is on his way.
Oh, my Jimmy boy is coming over, too. I'll make some coffee and a sandwich for him. He's probably starved, poor thing. He hasn't eaten a good meal since he left home.
I packed him a lunch. Can we just get this over with?
Get what over with?
James has been getting these letters in the mail. Inside is a picture of me, supposedly in not a very good light, if you know what I mean.
Not in mixed company, Mary.
I wasn't listening.
Then how did you know I was talking about you?
Anyway, Mrs. Arden, when I ran into you this morning, I saw you had another letter addressed to your son, which he should be getting in a few days.
I recognize the patio furniture in this photo as yours. We had a pool party this past summer. I believe the picture was taken then.
What are you getting at?
Why are you sending these photographs to my husband, your son, suggesting that they're illicit photos of me and my supposed lover?
Oh, good Lord, girl.
You need to quit listening to so many of those silly soap operas on the radio. You'll rot your brain.
Hello, everyone. Mother, sweetheart, and who's this?
Lacey Stocking, Hardly Wit. We're private detectives. Mary hired us to find who was sending those anonymous letters to you.
Let me handle this, please.
So what are you doing here, then?
Your silly wife thinks I'm sending them.
Is that true, Mary?
It is, I'm afraid. Sorry, Mary. I'm going to take over now. I ran into your mother, quite literally, at the post office this morning. A letter addressed to you fell to the ground, and it matched all the other letters you've been getting in the mail. I'm afraid we're on to you, Mrs. Arden. We have your fingerprints down at the police station. You can either fess up or we'll have to make a scene. I'm sure the wagging tongues at the DAR would love that.
Ma, is any of this true? Why would you do this?
Because I hate her. She's no good for you. What? I always thought you liked me. What did I ever do to you?
Ma, I don't even know what to say to this.
You should be home, taking care of your dear old mother. I won't be around forever, you know.
Are you ill?
A boy's best friend is his mother. Come home, Jimmy, where you belong.
Let me get this straight. You thought by sending James supposed compromising pictures of me that he was going to leave me and come running home to you? You're a sick woman, you know that?
Ma, this is pathetic, really. Shameful, embarrassing. Ever since Pa died, you haven't been yourself. Well, I hate to tell you this, but this plan of yours backfired. I don't even want to talk to you no more.
You don't mean that.
Which is a shame because now you won't get to meet your grandchild.
What? Did I just hear you right? I'm going to be a father?
Oh, no, I've lost you forever now.
Wretched woman.
James distanced himself from his mother for a few months. She later confessed that she wanted to plant a seed of doubt in her son's head so he would divorce Mary. He eventually accepted her apology and forgave her. Mary didn't trust her mother-in-law anymore and was distant, but she knew how much James loved his mother, so she made amends for him.
We got a card in the mail from James and Mary announcing the birth of their son, James Jr., about 7 months later. They sent a complete photograph, along with the card. Everyone was smiling and happy, except Hortense.